You're holding the bottom Gemara, the Chov Gimel Mabez, the last Gemara just. So the Kasha was again, the last one was Yosef, Ahum Rabbonin, Kaimed Reb Shmuel Banachmeni. The Rabbonin asked Reb Shmuel Banachmeni, how do we know that the Yisurim like Chomet is Osse Bano? As they don't hold from these last Roshes, Lo Yeyochel, Le Toichal, they don't hold from those Roshes. They hold Oisoy, also tells us that Chumash Nitro Biazor is the Raisa. So they don't have any extra psukim. So how do they know that to say that chometz and shor niskel is also banur? So more comes out. They learn out from minayin. The pasuk says kol chatis asher yuva midoma. If you take the blood of a chatis and bring it inside to the kodesh hakadoshim, the dam becomes posel. Is this talking about a regular korban chatis that the zrikas dam is supposed to be outside on the zbech hachitzayin? If you bring the dam inside, it's a psul yotze, and the dam becomes posel. So pasuk says. If you bring it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can't eat it, but if you have to burn it. So that's a psul taking the dam into the wrong place. It should have been on the Chitza and Mizbech, the outside Mizbech, and instead they brought it inside, the dam becomes psul, and it says, you can't eat it. Is Shein Tamad Loi Mabesh Tisorif? Why does the Pasuk have to say you should burn it? What does the Pasuk say you have to burn it for? The Pasuk says that a chatis is toyin sreifa if the dam was brought inside. So Mela, it's an extra Pasuk here. Why does the Pasuk have to say this psul, if you brought the dam inside lifnim, you have to burn the whole korban? Like Pshita, we had another Pasuk. So Rashi brought down, that was by Moshe Rabbeinu with Aaron, v'siyo nafshin, v'hi b'yom hashmini. Why did you burn that korban? That they didn't bring the dam inside. So machlal is raya dim huvoi. If they would have brought the dam of that chatis inside to the pnim, then Moshe would understand why they burnt the korban. Is alma bas reifi. So see from that pasuk that if they bring the dam inside to the pnim, the korban is turned reifa. So here is an extra pasuk. Why does the pasuk have to say here again of a yikra vov? Tell us this yisoid, that if you take this dam and bring it inside, you have to burn the korban. So it's an extra pasuk. So Gemara says, "Meino inyan legufayim deyachsiv in esarav to nuinyan lechol isurin shebatayrim." Put it to other isurim in the Torah, like Rashi says, "Lechol isurin shenema behem la bachilosin." Because just like here, the Torah says loy toichal, and we're saying a pasuk of veish tisarif. Yisuwa then any place the Torah says don't eat it, we'll have a reboot to tell us something that's also banor. All the other Yisurim that we went through in the sugyas, it all says that we have special psukim to tell us that it's mutter. The only one that came out that's also banor is only these two, chametz on Pesach and shor haniskel. So the next apostle here now to see tisorif, to burn it. So Moses says, "Emenu inu lechol yisurim shabbat Torah." And if you don't need it for the gufra lav of achila, the mashra by chometz, the pasuk says don't eat chometz. Or by shor haniskel, we know the Torah says you can't eat it. Is tnuin yil yisur hanor. Put this extra pasuk here of eish tisara to tell us that other isurim is isur azosav hanor. Which are the isurim? That chometz on Pesach and shor haniskel, those two isurim. Since the Torah already said you're not allowed to eat it, so now there's a chiddush that huadin is an isur hanor. That's another way to learn out that chometz and shor haniskel is also banor. For the Gemara, if you can learn it out from this posik, that here the posik says you're supposed to burn it. Yeah, beish tisarif, the posik says you're supposed to burn it. They said loisa yochel beish tisarif. Is like bezoi af kol yisun shabater b'sreifa. So we should learn now from this pasuk then that shor haniskel is also toyin sreifa, or chametz pesach is also toyin sreifa after yisur hanor, and that we don't know. We don't know it's toyin sreifa. So Gemara answers on that kruah. The pasuk says ba kodesh beis tisarif. It says here ba kodesh. It should be burnt ba kodesh in the beis hamikdash. So a dashing from this pasuk, a different pasuk, the equal of it says ba kodesh beis tisarif is ba kodesh b'sreifa v'en kol yisurim shabater b'sreifa. The other Yisurim Taka no Toin Sreifa. Only Dafka by Kodshim, that's possible, there you say it's Toin Sreifa. But other things are not. Yeah. Fred Gemara. Vahai Ba Kodesh based Tisurf Lahoku Dihudiyosa. Does this extra Possig of Ba Kodesh based Tisurf tell us this Diet? That you're telling us only by Kodshim that become possible, there's an Inyan to burn it. But by other Yisurim, even though it's also by no, then you wouldn't have the Chiyuv to burn it.
If that's what this pasuk tells us, for the Gemara, homi boy lele k'd Rabbi Shimon, we need this pasuk about kodesh based tisarav for another limud, like Rabbi Shimon learns. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, I know. The pasuk says ba kodesh based tisarav. You should burn it ba kodesh. Poshim means in the base hamikdash. Is limud? It comes to teach us al chatis she'asar for naisa ba kodesh. Comes to tell us you mamish have to burn the psul in the base hamikdash itself. And Rashi says limud al chatis psula. The case where the chatis became posul, she'asreifasa ba kodesh be'azara. You have to burn the korban, the posul korban. You can't bring it on the mizbeach; it's posul, but you have to burn it in the azara. The mevehine sarif lehevi shamina mokem sreifasa heichen. The shalom by Moshe Rabbeinu there and Aaron, we wouldn't know where you have to burn it. So that's what the apostle got to say here, Ba'kodesh. Ba'esh tisarev means that it has to be burnt in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what we need this pasuk for. V'yein li'elezu b'vad. We only know this halacha, this chat is here. Psulei kodesh ha'kadoshim. What about the other karbonis? A kodesh ha'kadoshim that becomes pasul. Or else v'yemurei kodshim kalim. You have a korban shlomim, that's only a kodshim kalim. But I call upon him the emurim. That's the fat that's grown on the mizbeach. That has a lot like kodesh kadoshim. That's what goes on the mizbeach. Minayin. That if they become posel and you have to burn them, that you also have to burn them in the Beis Hamikdash. Talmud loyma v'choil ba kodesh tisorv. Says an extra apostle koil that all type of psulim that would have been on the mizbeach. Like the Kodesh Kodoshim, or else the Emurei Kodshim Kalim, that the Loch is when they become posel, you have to burn them dafka in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what this extra posel about Kodesh based itself is telling us. That these Emurim, these Hakrovis, if it becomes posel, bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. Like Rashi says, Psulei Kol Shar Kodesh Kodshim, could go in Mincha, they have a Mincha that becomes posel, V'yoyla V'yoshim Shinitmo, they became to have a Psul Tumah. Or else the Kohen spilled out the dam by mistake. Or mincha shloi nikta komsa v'muri kachem kalim shenitmu. I don't know if they become tomei, that you have to burn them in the azara. V'davkin loket hanezat rashi shem chisosem v'tei chomes azara. Hey, kodesh kodoshim has to be in the azara. Avapsule bosa kodeshim kalim, but the meat of a korban shlomim shachilosem b'chol ir. Allah is a kodeshim kalim, the meat you're allowed to eat any place in Yerushalayim, lav dafk in the Beis Hamikdash. It could be any place in Yerushalayim. Then asrei foson im nifslu chusli azorhin. If it became possible, you could burn it outside the azara, lav dafk in the Beis Hamikdash, you could burn it outside also. Not only these things, either kodesh kodoshim, that you have to bedafk eat it in the azara, or else the emurei kodeshim kalim, which is supposed to go on the mizbeach, also there's halacha. If you take it outside the azara, the psul yetzei on it. Therefore, only these things that are not allowed to be taken out of the Azorah, if it gets posel, it has to be burnt out inside the Azorah. V'ochinami t'nam v'yelu oivrim, yisorf lufnei abira v'hayinu chus the Azorah. V'shem hoye beis adeshin akach. V'kach mufursh v'zochin. His other psulim, he could like to burn them outside the Azorah. Yeah. Is Omale Rab Yenison Rabuch may high cruel. So Yenza back Rashes Omale means Zuhum Rabbonin. The Rabbonin before, the ones that asked Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, like they had a kasha, how do we know that Chometz is Osa Banor? They don't hold from Ravua, from Chizkiyon, from all the Joshes before they didn't hold from. So they wanted to have a new pasuk, how do we know that says a Ferish that is an Ister Hanor and Shar Achilles? So Omale Yuhum Rabbonin Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, the Yakshile, high Kushion. Rabbi Yonasan Rabbach namely have a meister Yisra no lechol sumen shebemikdosh mibeish tisorif. The miboy lele kramrit, she tisorif ba'azorah. But he answered back, itaka true. From this posuk alone, you can't learn out that all Yisurim that are osa b'achila, you have to burn it. But this posuk of ba'kodesh beish tisorif is a new limit, like we just got finished saying, to tell us that if the psul happened, you have to burn it in the beish tisorif, in the azorah. You can't burn it someplace else. So this posuk is not really extra. So therefore, from this pasuk, you can't learn out other places. It's also banor. So Amalei, the Rabbanan told back to Mishno, Rabbi Yonasan Rabbach, even your Rebbe didn't bring the other pasuk like you just brought down from the pasuk here of Kol Chatish Ashayuva Midomo. No, may high crow come. He brought another pasuk. That's also mashma an extra pasuk. And from that pasuk, we'll learn out all of these surim are even also banor. Not all these surim, but just Chometz the Pesach and Sharon Iskol. The pasuk says, "Im yivose mebesarhe meluim."
if it was left over from the meat of the korban meluim, or min alechem at haboiker till the morning, then it says what? Lo yeyochel, he can't eat it. Shein tamud loyma lo yeyochel. The pasuk didn't have to say you shouldn't eat it. Or ma tamud loyma lo yeyochel. What did the pasuk have to say you shouldn't eat it? This was noisom. You left over the meat overnight till the next morning. So locher is you're supposed to burn it. It's mamish noisom, so you have to burn it. So why did the pasuk have to say extra? Lo yeyochel, you can't eat this meat. So the Gemara remains when you lagufa, you don't need it for it itself to tell us this meat you can't eat. So aksiv is sorafte es ha-noiser. It says clearly the Torah that when you have noiser, when you have meat left overnight, it becomes posel and you have to burn it. So the Torah says you have to burn it, treat, you're not allowed to eat it. So why does the Torah have to say an extra lo yeyochel, you can't eat it? Is to know in l'shari sun shabbat Torah. Put this extra lo yeyochel here that the pasuk says by noiser for other isurim in the Torah to teach you something. Now if you may know in l'achila for other isurim, you don't need it for the lav not eat, because by chometz and pesach we know already not let eat it. Shor haniska we know already not let eat it. So for the isur to eating it, they have their own psukim. Is a mela to know in l'isur hano. This calls such a drush in the Torah. We have an extra pasuk someplace to, and you don't need it for its place. To know in your linyan acher, you could use it for someplace else, and even if that's someplace else, for the Yisru Achilu, you don't need it, so don't use it, that's also teeth. We know chomets you can eat. You're allowed to put it for the Yisru Rano of chomets. So the next Shapostik here by the Bistar of the Meluim, and the Postik has Lo Yeyochel, will come to teach us that the lav of chomets and of Shur HaNiskol, even though there the Torah says don't eat it, it also means it's also Bahano. Yeah. So the Gemara ima kan b'sreifa. If you can learn out from this pasuk of noiser that the Torah says lo yeyochel, so you're telling me now it means by chometz is also asa bano, but maybe you should also have to burn chometz then. And shor haniskol maybe also you should have to burn chometz. Should have to burn the shor haniskol. And even like Rav Yehuda shita that you burn a chometz, that's a new halacha why you burn it, but not because of the yisuri ano of chometz. He has another pasuk of Yehuda, we'll see later why he says you have to burn it. But just the fact that it's osav anor, that alone wouldn't be trained sreifa. So if you're going to tell me now it's osav anor from this pasuk says v'sarafton, should have to burn it. And the Gemara is most kashi, ima kan b'sreifa av kol yisurim shebater b'sreifa. Or these other two yisurim of chometz v'pesach and shor haniskol should also have to have a sreifa to it. On this after Gemara, Omar Kro, the pasuk says v'sarafton es hanoiser. The Torah says clearly you have to burn noiser, the meat that's left over. So it's a diyuk, noiser b'sreifon. Only the meat that's left over, that needs sreifon. V'yein kol yisurim shebater b'sreifon. But other yisurim, even though the rasa b'ano, like chometz pesach and shor haniskol, then you don't have to burn. Yerush says, Oma kru ha noiser, devil lemichte v'saraf tebesh, that's all. What does the pasuk say, v'ha noiser? It comes to teach us, only the psul of noiser that you have to burn. But chometz pesach and shor haniskol, even though it's also b'ano, you won't have to burn it. Fred Gemara, v'hai lo yeyochel, lo chud yoso, is that true that this lo yeyochel, the pasuk says, by the b'sar of the meluim, that was left overnight? The pasuk says, lo yeyochel, it's an extra pasuk. Because once the pasuk says you have to burn it, pshit, you can't eat it. So you're telling me now lo yeyochel comes to teach us that all the yisum are also b'ano. Fred Gemara, no. You need it for Rebbe Lezer's din. The Yomer Rebbe Lezer says, you can't eat this meat by the besar of the miluim that was left overnight, because it's kodesh. See, Dashan is like this. Kol sheva kodesh posul, anytime you have any psul of kabonis, and it's a korban that's pigol, that's nice, that's tummy. Anytime you have a psul in the korban, you should know, bo akosav liten loisasei alachilosai. Even though in its pasture the Torah doesn't say there's a law of not to eat the meat, let's say the blood, l'moshe, you had a psul yaitz, you took the blood outside of smokum, or you had a psul noiser. So the korban is posel. Anytime the korban is posel, how do we know if you're going to go and eat the meat now, there's a law on the achila? That's from this posuk here. The posuk says extra by the b'sar ha-miluim. That was noiser. The posuk says lo yeyochel. It's an extra posuk. So we dash in, it's a law of, it's like a clothes thick a law. And any psul and kutshim, there's a law if you eat the meat. Even though the Torah doesn't say special, it doesn't say in this parasha a lav, this is the lav shebeklolis. Like Rashi says, "Mi boda lekreb loza, liten loisasei, dimi v'sarafta lehevi adina ve'is a lav l'malkus." Just from the fact you have to burn it, true, I know you're not allowed to eat it, but I wouldn't know you get malkus. So here it's a lav shebeklolis. Teaches kol shebekodesh posel, midich siv ki kodeshu yisaira. It's extra this ki kodeshu is the rabbis al sharp sule kodesh kadoshim, the lav. Kegoin Pigol V'yotzev Nishpach Damai. Any type of other psulim that the carbon became posty, you can't bring the carbon. So pshiti not allowed to eat the meat because it's hegdish, but we don't know there's a lav to get malchus. This is a lav now to teach us a lav, a klolistic lav on any boser of kodshim that's possible. If you eat it, there's this lav. So you can't use this lav to tell me now that chometz of pesach is also banor. I need it for the parsha of kabonis. Omer Abaya, so Nechlam, he's talking right. This posik wouldn't be a good posik. Omer Abaya, Liyele Mikro Kama. The Rai is in the first posik. So Drashi Bechol Chatis. The Rai, we have to go back to the first posik we brought down, that there's an extra posik here by Chatis that says, Bechol Chatis, Asheyuva Midomoy Eloyamoyid. Any time from the Korban Chatis, you bring its dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim Lechapa BaKodesh, is Loista Yochel. The dam becomes posel. A regular chatis, you have to bring the dam on the outside mizbeich. If you bring it to the inside, the posik says loisa yochel, but eishti sorif, you have to burn it. So we're going back to this first posik. It's an extra posik here, but eishti sorif, because we know it already. It's torin sreifa from the pasha by Moshe. Moshe told Aaron by the speyan nachshon that there was the blood brought inside that you burnt it. Mashmi, if it was brought inside, it was right to burn it. So you see, if you bring the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to burn it. What does the posik say again, eishti sorif? Tumor says, Omer by the other mikro kama back to the first posik. The epic, we'll change it around like this. The licht of vesti sorif. The posik just should have said, vesti sorif. This carbon chattis now that the dam was brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the carbon became posel and burn it. V'loi boi loi sayochel. The Torah did not have to say the word loi sayochel. Ma tamad loi ma loi sayochel. Why does the posik say loi sayochel? And may no inyo legufa, if not for the goof of this carbon chattis, that madach you have to burn it, pshiti na la read it. Is the nafkalei min Reb Elezer. This is the kasha now. How do we know that this korban chatis that you have to burn, you're not allowed to eat the meat? Because we just had before, Reb Elezer says, from the posuk of Basar HaMiluim, that was left over, it says an extra loya yochel there, that that's a lav shabakolis. Any type of psul by kochim, if you eat that meat, you get a lav for it. So we'll hear also, this korban chatis, that they brought the blood inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Chatis is posel. So now that this Korban Chatis is posel, Pshita, there's a lav, not to eat the meat. From that other posik of Neisser, that was of Besar HaMiluim. That's a lav Shebeklolis, that any time you have a psul and kochim, there's a lav to eat the meat. So what did the posik got to say over again here by this Chatis? That the blood was brought inside. Loisa Yochel, Pshita, now let eat it. So Melis, this is extra now, is to Noinyin L'chol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Let's use it for Chametz, for Pesach, and for Shara Niskel. V'yemeinu Inyin L'achila, we don't need to tell us that you can't eat Chametz, or you can't eat Shara Niskel, because the Pesach says, Befeirush, you can't eat Chametz, or Shara Niskel. It's Melis, to Noinyin L'Yisuri Hanoh. Put it to teach us that Chametz, for Pesach, is also Banoh. And really, it would be, any time the Torah says, Loi Toichal, should be in Yisur Hanoh. But the only pshat is the whole Gemara we had before tells us that every single lav there's a beferish heter why it's mutav anur. The only two places we don't have a beferish heter is chametz bePesach and shor haniskol. Therefore, we'll put this extra loisa yochliya to teach us that chametz bePesach and shor haniskol is also anur. For the Gemara, ima kan b'sreifa. If you can learn now from this pasuk of Chatis that the pasuk says when the dam came inside it's posul and loisa yochel, here the pasuk says you have to burn it. Is Av Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah v'Sreifa? So maybe you can tell me Shor HaNiskel also you have to burn. And we know you don't have to burn Shor HaNiskel. On Makro, the Pasuk says, HaNoiser. HaNoiser v'Sreifa. V'yen Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah v'Sreifa. The first is clearly, when they have to burn Kachim as Pasul, only Noiser, something was left overnight, has a Psul Noiser on it. Mashenk and other Yisurim that are not Noiser, there's no Toin Sreifa. Therefore, we know clearly that Chametz Pesach is not Toin Sreifa, and Shor HaNiskel is not Toin Sreifa, because it's not Noiser. Smell, everything is good. For the Moro Omalei Rapopo Labayom, for the Popo Labayom, no, it's no good. You're telling me now this word, Loisa Yochel, is extra here by Chatis. The Pasuk says, again, you have a Korban Chatis, and you brought the dam inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that passes the dam, so the Korban is Toin Sreifa, and Loisa Yochel. You're telling me now it's an extra Loisa Yochel. Why? Because I know there's a lav not to eat any Kachem that's possible from the Pasuk of the Miluim. For the Gemara, no. V'yema liyichude le'lav le'gufei. Maybe who the yosam. Maybe this pasuk is telling us that there's a special lav by this korban chatis. That if you brought the dam inside, you should know there's a lav not to eat the meat. And what's the nafkamina? Di mid rebelez, if only from rebelez's klal, the alocher is ain loikin alav shabaklolis. When the Torah says a general lav, doesn't go on one case. Like here we're saying now, there's a lav any time you have a psul by Kodeshim, that the korban is posul, if you go and eat the meat, there's a general lav. On such a general lav that goes in a lot of cases, the klal is you don't get malchus for such a lav. So may look good why here by chatis, the pasuk would have to say an extra lav, loisa yochel, to tell me this korban chatis, that you brought the blood inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that psul taki you get malchus for. So maybe it's not an extra loisa yochel, I needed lagufa to tell me that this psul you get malchus for. So b'chal it's not extra. So the Mara Enochlam is like a true, that this pasuk loisa yochel is not extra, but I needed to tell me that you get malchus. I would know taki it's true, it's also tea to me. From the other lav, but from that lav, since it's a lav sheba klolis, it goes on all cases, the general rule, you wouldn't get malchus. That's what the Torah has to say special here. Loi say ochel, that tells you do get malchus. So it's not an extra pasuk. So again, to the kash, how do I know chomes of Pesach is also manor? Elom rapapa meyochel, from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ha bosa rashi yiga b'chol tome lo yeyochel. Anytime you have bosa kodishim, that touches a sheretz, that becomes tome, so bosa kodshim that's tomei, the locher is lo yoyochel, he can't eat it anymore, and veishi sar if you have to burn it. Now, shein tamud loyma lo yoyochel, the pasuk doesn't have to say you can't eat it. Ma tamud loyma, why does it say lo yoyochel? And menu in lagufa, we'll soon see why you don't need it for itself. But if you don't need it for itself, it's treat that you can't eat it. Why? Do anafka le mi kal v'chomer. I have a kal v'chomer to tell me that if you have bosa kodshim, a meat of a korban shlomim or korban chatis, that a sheretz touched it, or it touched the sheretz, it became tummy. There's a lav, you can't eat it. Why does there have to say a special lav here? It's a kal b'chaim, you can't eat it. Mi meiser akal, from a kal of meiser. Meiserishin is not so chomer like hegdishis, and still, if meiser becomes tummy, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat it. Oma meiser akal, madach meiser akal, omer Torah. Loi biyati mimeno b'tummy, that I never ate it when I was tummy. We say by the vidui of meiser, you speak out that you never ate it when you were tummy. So you see, there's a lav not heated when you're when it's tummy. Is the sar kodesh chomer hegdish? The mamash has a tremendous yisurim hegdish. There's an issa miler on bosa hegdish. Avader lekol shechein, that if the bosa became tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So why does her have to say lo yoyochel? That's an extra lo yoyochel to teach us that other yisurim like chomer of pesach and shiraniskol it's also b'hanor. So the Gemara now, maybe you tell me, ain't masirim menadin. Stack it true, I can learn now from a kal v'chomer that you're not allowed to eat bosa kodeshim that became tummy. If the korban shlomim or korban chatas, the meat became tummy, it's true. I have a kal v'chomer, I can't eat it. But there's a klal, ain't masirim menadin. A lav that you learn out from a kal v'chomer, you don't get malchus for it. Stack it true, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat it, but I wouldn't know you get malchus. So maybe that's what a Torah to say here, that there's a lav, to teach us that you get malchus. It's just from the kal v'chomer, if you have bosa kodeshim, that's tomei, I wouldn't know you get malchus. It's only from the kal v'chomer, there's the klal ein masir min adin. And the Gemara, no, it's not only kal v'chomer, hekishu. This is called the hekish. The pasuk will soon say is makish, meiser, to b'sar kodeshim. So when you have a hekish, that's a real limud, then you get malchus from the limud. It's not called the kal v'chomer anymore, it's called the hekish. The pasuk says two things are alike. When they're alike, you can learn out one from the other, even to get malchus. Where's the hekish? The pasuk says, "Lo yisucha lecha b'sherecha." You can't eat these things outside Yerushalayim. Ma'ase the goncha tiroshcha b'yisurecha. That means ma'ase sheni. You only allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim, not outside. Or b'karis b'korcha. It's going on karbonis already. So the pasuk says clearly that ma'ase and karbonis is hukish la'dodi. So therefore, since I know that ma'ase you're not allowed to eat when it's tomei, who are then I know bosa kochim also you can eat when it became tomei. So what does Torah have to say in extra lav here? Ma tamaloy maloy yochel. What does the pasuk have to say here? V'ha bosa rashiyiga b'chol tomei loy yochel. What does the pasuk have to say extra here? That if the meat of kochim became tomei, you can't eat it. Pshita you can't eat it. And pshita there'll be malchus, because there's a hekish to this temeiser. If we don't need it lagufe, to know inyan l'chol yisurin shabbat Torah. I learned it out for other yisurim, like chametz or pesach, to say that it's osur. I don't need this pasuk to tell me that chametz and shor nisko is osur b'achila, because I have a pasuk by it itself to say chametz is osur b'achila. What do I need it for? To know inyan l'yano. I have this extra pasuk here, lo yeyochem, of bosa. That's told me to teach us that chametz is osur b'ano, and shor nisko is osur b'ano. For the Gemara, I ma'akan b'sreifa. Here the pasuk says you should burn it. It says v'yabosa sheiga b'chotam lo yochel b'eish yisarif. So maybe af kol yisurin shabatera b'sreifa. Maybe shura niskel also you have to burn a chumz of pesach or makron. This the pasuk says no again ha noiser. There's a diak ha noiser b'sreifa v'en kol yisurin shabatera b'sreifa. It's only noiser such a psul you have to burn. Another yisurim you won't have to burn. This is a good extra postik here. The postik that Bosa Kotrim became Tomei, that's an extra loya yochel to teach us all these surim, like Chametz Pesach is also banu. Oma le Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina es Ravashi kashino. V'yema laver olo b'shnei lavin. What are you telling me now? There's an extra postik here, and the postik says, v'abos v'shayigah b'chol Tomei loya yochel. If Bosa Kotrim became Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's true. I would know you're not allowed to eat it for Meiser. So now there's an extra postik here. Why do you say it's extra to learn other places? Maybe it's telling me right here that you get two malchus in. Maybe the Torah is saying two loves. Nafki meaning if you eat a piece of shlomim that became tum and you eat it, you get two time malchus in. How do you know to say it's extra and learn out all the halachis that chometz is also banor? Leave it by it itself to teach us there are two malchus in. I maybe you tell me there's no such thing like that. No, omale ravina ravashi. If me should be me lo yomer, understand? Yeah, me yom rabaya. Didn't rabaya say ochal poitisa leikarbo? If you eat this type of a sheretz, a poitisa Rashi says that a sheretz amayim, a type of a sheretz that swims in the water, is leikarbo. You know you get four malchus in. Rashi chav is lav b'sheretz amayim, but there is kanim. Devil the heavy safe of a yikra. For chad the mishnah Torah, or shnei lavin ksuvim the teres kanim b'ishkotim sam. But the shaks of nashoseichem mechol hasheretz hasheretz. So the kids, you see, they're four lavim on one thing. You eat this one sheretz hamayim, you get four lavim. So what do you see? The Torah could say 1, 2, 3, 4 lavim, and after minyan you get four time malkasin. Who then he says ochal namol if you eat an ant is like a chomish, you get five malkasin. Rashi says like a chomish, honey trade the stam shrotzim. There's two general laws in any sheretz. V'chad v'chol hasheretz hasheretz alamoyim aloritz. Sheretz oritz, sheketzu, lo yeyochil, v'chad l'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz ha-loritz, lo yisochlum, ki sheketzeim, v'chad lo yisetamot ha-shaseichem, l'chol ha-sheretz ha-romish ha-loritz. You have another three lavim for sheretz oritz. So this ant, you get five lavs for. Tzira, if you eat a hornet, lo yisheish, you even get six malchus in. So you see, it's possible to say that Teres says a few lavim on the exact same thing that's also. Shashi, tzira, that's sheretz oif, a hornet. The gam sheretz alot does two things. It flies and it also creeps on the ground. V'yesh pe'elu chamish lavin. It has the five lavim of regular sheretz that creeps on the ground. U'meisaf aleh lav the sheretz oif. It has the sixth lav is that it also flies. The Mishnah Torah. We call sheretz oif tami hu lechem lo yechlu sheretz. It was just sheretz lashin rochush on the nun. It like creeps and moves itself. All right. For the kids, you see what it's possible the Torah to say a few times aloud in the same parsha that you get a few malchus in. See here also, how do we know that Bosa Tomei, the Torah says, lo yochel? It's extra, maybe it teaches us that you get two times malchus in here. And for the Gemara Amalei, kol heichod yiko le medrash tashinin, v'loi mokmina en v'lav yisera. That's the cloud. Is you better off using it to teach us some other chidushim? If you have no other chidushim to do, so there's extra posik here. True, I could say it to tell me you get two time malchus in. But if you could darshan it to be married with something else, that's better. This is a cloud, how you darshan the Torah. You're better off to say the Torah doesn't stam say two lavim, because it's not normal. Usually the Torah doesn't give two lavim on the same thing. So if you could darshan it to be married with something else, it's better to darshan it to be married with something else. Here we could do. There's an extra laugh here of Lo Yochel by Besar Kodesh. It's come to teach us that all these surim are also banor. So you're better off dashing with something else rather than putting it legufa to say they're too laughing. Yeah. So the moral now, we have Bosara Sheyiga B'chol Tomei. Lo Yochel is the Reisha Lomeli. What do I need the first Lo Yochel? Rashi says, we have Bosara Lomeli. Hashtu the Amrit. Krol Lav Legufa Yosa. This post is not going to come to teach us the din itself, that if you have a boser of shlomim or boser chatis, that if it touches a sheretz, you can't eat it. We don't need this posik fit itself, because treat it as a kabuchayma for meiser and it's a hekish, so I don't need the posik lufe. So it's an extra posik now to teach us that chomet is also banor. So in leim einu inyan teinach vashiyiga b'chol tomei lo yochel. That's good. But we have boser lomeli. What did the posik have to say at the beginning of the posik? We have boser. That's extra. It just should have said, "Vasheyiga b'chol tomei lo yochel." What do I need the first word "vah boser" for? And the Moran says, "L'rabbis eitzim levona." This is a tremendous chiddush that eitzim wood, even though it's not an oichel, so chur it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. The Teretz says, "Chibas hakodesh."
since you're using this wood to put on the mizbeach to burn al schiva sakodish, it gets a shame. It could be mekabel tumah. Rashi, Mishana l'rabbis eitzim l'voino l'kabel tumah. V'yaf agav lav uchlu. Even though it's not something you could eat, wood and l'voino, there's an extra pasuk here v'yabosor that anything that's brought on the mizbeach using for chiba sakodish, it has a locha as if it's considered bosor, as if it's a noichum, and it could be mekabel tumah. That's a new chiddush here l'rabbis eitzim l'voino. And posha this is midiraisa that chiba sakodish makes it as mekabel tumah. For the Gemara v'yabosor kol torah yoichal. Bosa the safe anomaly. The end of the pasuk also says, "Via bosa kol torah yoichol."